Vermont's healthcare system is in the midst of a massive reform effort, and its success depends in part on the creation of electronic medical records for patients. The state has spent a lot of money to develop that technology, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some policymakers are questioning whether that money has been well spent.
At this point, just about every healthcare provider in the state is somehow involved in the effort to bend the cost curve. But they'll need the right tools if they're going to be successful.
You know, I question where we're at today, and sadly, we need good IT in the state. If we're going to have an effective healthcare system and one that brings down costs, we have to be able to have an interchange of data.
That's Kevin Mullen, the chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, which regulates just about every aspect of healthcare spending in Vermont. And Mullen says that interchange of data can't happen unless doctors have electronic access to patients' medical records. The state has taken an active role in subsidizing the technology needed to produce those record systems. And in his former role as a state senator, Mullen, a Republican, pushed for something called a claims tax to fund the effort. That was almost 10 years ago.
I regret ever selling the claims tax. I helped sell that proposal on the Senate floor, and I can tell you that Vital was oversold to the legislators.
Vital is shorthand for Vermont Information Technology Leaders, and it's the private entity that's getting public tax dollars to develop electronic medical records technology. The claims tax that Mullen helped to sell to his Senate colleagues back in 2008 is scheduled to expire at the end of this fiscal year, and when lawmakers reconvene next year, they're going to have to decide whether or not to extend it.
And we want to be sure that we're actually getting good value for the money that we're raising.
Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Ansel and other lawmakers asked the Agency of Human Services to scrutinize Vital's work this summer and report on their findings by November. Ansel says the report will help lawmakers decide whether the claims tax is the right funding mechanism for the job.
And frankly, what we're getting for the money.
And it is a lot of money that's gone into the initiative. The claims tax has generated more than $20 million since 2009, and the feds have pumped another $90 million or so into the job. John Evans is the president and CEO of Vital. He says the organization is proud of its track record.
We're doing really important work in a very nascent area of healthcare.
Evans says Vital has now made nearly two-thirds of healthcare providers' data, including patient records, electronically accessible. And he says fiscal year 2017 was especially productive.
Vital completed 100% of its deliverables under all of its agreements, both public and private. So we take performance extremely seriously.
Mullen is not impressed, though. He says he's spoken with numerous hospital administrators about Vital's work.
I've seen very little praise for Vital.
And Mullen says he'll be urging lawmakers to attach tighter strings to state funding.
But I don't think that just continuing the claims tax makes any sense unless there are specific outcome measurements that are tied to it.
And Mullen says that even more rigorous contractual obligations for Vital might not be enough.
What really has to sink in is that there has to be some meaningful changes within the actual staff and operations.
Vital's John Evans says he welcomes legislative attention to Vital's work. The administration will report to lawmakers later this fall on whether the claims tax should be extended and also whether that money should be going to Vital. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.